You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We're in the middle of other region, heading towards other Sheni. It comes in a few weeks. So I wanted to talk about all the shilas about other region, other Sheni, specifically shilas of bar mitzvahs and yard sites. And anybody who has a yard site in other this year is going to have a shila when the yard site should be. I've got a bunch of these shilas ready. We didn't have any bar mitzvahs in the shul, but if there is ever a bar mitzvah in an other, then you have a question of when does the person become a bar mitzvah. Other Rishon and other Sheni. And I want to give a little bit about the background to these Shilas. And what is true in one area of Halacha is not necessarily true in the other, in another area of Halacha, as you'll see soon. Somebody, Rav Elio Klein, Mati's son, gave shir on this at Shal Shudis a few weeks ago. And I was just speaking to him a few minutes ago. He pointed out another number of other areas of Halacha. The Halacha is that an animal is supposed to be brought as a korban, certain animals, when they're 1 year old. So what happens if it was born in Adar and it's now Adar Sheni? Are they a year yet? Or do you have to wait 13 months? You have a shaila of Batei Arichoma, that if you buy a house in one of the Arei Halevim, so you have a year to buy it back. Is it a year meaning 12 months or a year meaning 13 months? It happens if it was, you know, sold during the Adar, and then the next year, Adar, you want to buy it back, but it's not yet 13 full months. It's only 12 and a half months. So it's not a full year. It is a full year. So we have a lot of areas, and those are Dinim Daraisa, in terms of Bati Arichoma, in terms of Korbanos, and many other such halachas. Whenever you have the Shiloh of what a year is, you can have this Shiloh. I'll throw out another case. Yeah.
Two out of the 7 years of the 19-year cycle are other Sheni will be other Sheni. So in a year that there's two Adars, year 6 and year 17 will have the comparable.
Okay.
Adoration of the Sheni.
Okay, fine. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Okay, thank you. Another area where this could happen is what happens if a person makes a nether. Let's say today you make a nether. Let's say a year ago you made a nether. I'm not going to eat any chocolate chip cookies. I'm not saying this nether. I'm saying if one would say such a nether, I don't want to get caught, Chassid Shalom, and not be able to have my chocolate chip cookies. If somebody were to say, I'm making a nether not to eat chocolate chip cookies for a year, and he says it in the middle of Adar, and that makes sense. Middle of Adar wants to make a, you know, after Purim, he ate too many sweets, too many candies, and he says, wants to be a Kabbalah on himself, some kind of, you know, diet. He says, I'm not having any of this for a year. So a year later, it happens to be every year. When's the year finished? Does the year finish in, at that date, Adar Aleph? Does it finish that date, Adar Beis, 30 months later? What?
Technically, that sort of situation might not look like slightly different.
Correct. The halacha might be different in the area of Nedarim, because Nedarim might not depend on the halacha of what a year is, but rather what people think and what people mean when they say that is correct.
For Purim, it's very possible that he means for Purim, not specifically for...
If he says for a year, okay, yeah. So Nedarim, I agree. Nedarim might be different. And we'll see.
Then you're going to wind up without the shame in 13 months.
Yeah, 100%. That's exactly the shaila. Exactly. Maybe it will be 13 months because that's when the year ends. So maybe this year will be a 13-month nether. That's correct.
When Mara talks about a nether, they talk about a 12-month time period.
Or maybe they mean until this date, 1 year from now, and this year happens to be a longer year.
Yeah.
So this is a longer year. There's a year, and then there's a longer year. So if you say the end of the year, what did you mean? So that's going to be something that we'll have to address. And we will address other situations. So the Kaddish is not going to be dependent on this question. Kaddish is 11 months. Kaddish is going to be not dependent on the year or every year. Yard sites, yes. Yard sites, we're going to hopefully talk about yard sites. Yes. Kaddish is 11 months regardless of every year or not every year. So for example, people, me in my situation, I will be saying Kaddish. Let's say my yard site, my father's yard, my father Harini Kapras Mishkava's yard site is Yud Shvat. So normally you'd go a month back and it would be Yud Teves. right? A month before Shvat. But this year, since there's another Adar, it's not going to be till Yud Teis, it's going to be till Yud Kislev. Right, because that's going to be the 11 months, because we have an extra month added in here. Okay, so let's begin our discussion of Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Now we know all the different cases that we're going to have to discuss. Now let's actually get into the Gemara. Let's get into the Sugya. The first source actually is more general about when we do Iber Yours, when we add the Adar. I don't have to go into that. I do want to draw your attention to one fascinating question. Chazal had whatever reasons that they had to, at certain points, make an Iber Yor. We're not going to go into the specific reasons, the Gzeres HaKasav, why you have to sometimes make a month longer. Welcome, Mr. David. Welcome, Mishpachas Tversky. Welcome, everybody. So I found a fabulous machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Welcome, Dr. Pinter. Good to see you. I found a fabulous machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, and it's very relevant to us now approaching Purim, as to how come, if you want to have an Iber Yor, all you need is an extra month. Why does it have to be Adar that's the extra month? Why can't you make an extra Kislev? Instead of having, you know, Purim Katan, let's have Chanukah Katan. Instead of having Purim Katan, let's have Asar B'Teves Katan.
8 days, no Tachlin.
You talk like a real Hasidic guy. 8 days, no Tachlin. That would be even better. Yeah, I know where you're from. You're the one guy from Baropak is one guy who has that comment, right? So join me in this Tosfos in Sanhedrin Beis Amud Aleph. Tosfos says, the Gemara says, we only make an Iber Yor for Adar. We only Ma'abri Yor Adar, meaning have an extra month and another Adar. Why not any other month? Says Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Yud Beis, Kol She'ar HaChadoshim Ein Ma'abri. You cannot be Ma'abri any other month. You can't add another month of any other month onto the calendar. Dichsiv, Pasuk in Megillas Esther is the source for this halacha. L'chodesh Shneim Asar Hu Chodesh Adar. Now keep in mind, Chumash never mentions the names of the month as we know it. Chumash only references the months by their number. However, we got the names of the months in Bavel. What is the only Sefer in Tanakh that is written after Galus Bavel? Well, I don't know, maybe Ezra Chamia, maybe there are a few others. But certainly there are not too many of them, just the last, the chronologically later Sfarim in Tanakh, which is Esther, maybe Ezra Chamia, maybe Dvar Yom, maybe Daniel, maybe, right? Thank you, Daniel, who might have been Mordechai, contemporary. So certainly this period is the only period that there could be a reference to the months that was, we know them. Well, there you have it. It goes as to the puzzle, says, L'chodesh Shemasar, Hu Chodesh Adar, says Tosfos, V'im Abrin Achas Mish'ar HaChadoshim, if you would have a second Kislev, that means Adar would be possibly 13. Yeah. We would not always have Adar Hu Chodesh Shemasar. V'im Abrin Achas Mish'ar HaChadoshim, Lo Havei Adar Shemasar. If you add any month of the year to make an extra month of any other month, Adar will not always be the 12th month. And the Pasuk says, so the Torah, I'm sorry, the Megillas Esther is telling us that Adar must be the 12th month. The only way to have that is to be Ma'aber Adar, and not any other month. Because if you add any other month, then Adar will be the 13th month of the year, starting from Nisan.
But only 12 months of the year.
Not this year. Starting from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, if you're Ma'abir any other month of the year, you will end up that Adar will be the 13th month. And that's not like a Pasuk in Esther. However, now the way we do it is that if we're Ma'abir Adar, we're only going to be Ma'abir a second Adar. So that Adar will still be the 12th month. It happens to be there will be a 13th month added onto it that will also be an Adar. So you end up with two Adars, which is what we have. But the 12th month this year, what's Adar? Adar is the 12th month. It's also the 13th month, but it's the 12th month. If you made any other month an Iber Yar, Tishrei Cheshvan, Nisan Yer Siman Tamar Zavel, Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev Teves Shvat, that means Adar would become no longer the 12th month, it would be the 13th month against the Pasuk in Esther. That's Tosfos. Rashi says something totally unrelated, literally, like from a different planet. So Rashi quotes on the commenting on the same Gemara in Sanhedrin, but this is a Rashi actually not Sanhedrin, but Rosh Hashanah, Zayin Amud Aleph. Ein lasif in chodesh al hashana ela adar. Why? Dichsiv, he has this like zeres hakasev from chumash. Shamar es chodesh ha'aviv. We know that the reason why you do an ibriyar is to equate the solar calendar with the lunar calendar. Why do Jews have to equate solar and lunar calendars? Because of this pasuk that says Shamar es chodesh ha'aviv, you have to have a spring Pesach, and if you just follow the lunar calendar, Pesach will fall out at different points of the year, just like Ramadan, who only have a lunar calendar. The Muslims only have a lunar calendar, and therefore Ramadan could shift to be any time of the year. If they have Ramadan during the winter, then they have short fasting. If they have Ramadan during the summer, they have long days of fasting. But since we have our calendar is much more complicated than theirs, it's a lunar calendar that also has to match up to the solar calendar. So we have to, why? Because of this pasuk, Shamar es chodesh aviv. And here the Torah, the Rashi says, what do you see from that gzeiros hakasuv? Chodesh hasamach la'aviv aber. Sheyavo aviv bizmano. When I tell you be careful about something, usually you warn somebody when they're near the danger zone. You don't tell somebody, watch, you're at the edge of the cliff when they're 600 feet from the edge of the cliff. When a guy is, you know, approaching the cliff, you say, oh, be careful. When the Torah says, Shamar es chodesh aviv, watch the chodesh aviv, so when do you say, watch? When does Hashem tell us, be careful, you're getting close, right, as you're next to there? So how are we supposed to be Shamar es chodesh aviv? By adding a month. When we add a month, that will be Shamar es chodesh aviv. We are ensuring, when we add a month, we are thereby ensuring that we will observe that the aviv will be, Pesach will fall out in the aviv, and that's only, you only do that right when you're approaching that time period. What's the month that you could ensure that the next month Pesach will be in the right time? It's going to be the month before Pesach, which is Adar. If you would be in Kislev or in Tishrei or in Sivan, there's no point in saying be careful for something that is many, many months away. So it's Tosfos and Rashi seem to have totally different reasons why Adar is the chosen month. Fine. That was as far as an introduction. Now let's get into our question as to why there are so many, almost sounds like different opinions when it comes to yard sites, but let's see what the sources are. Welcome, Mr. Davies. Good to have you also. Zok the Gemara in Darim Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, and this is really the source for the Sugya in Shas, as far as first Adar, second Adar, which is the real Adar. And here, of course, is Gemara in Darim, and therefore you have to be a little bit suspect that it might be a halacha that doesn't really tell you what the real halacha is, but it tells you how Nedarim work. Because you mentioned before that Nedarim don't always operate with the same rules as regular mitzvahs. Because regular mitzvahs are determined by Hashem. Nedarim are determined by the intent of the person making the neder, which is not necessarily how Hashem thinks. And that's okay, because you're making the neder on your das, what you think. Let's see. Somebody makes a neder that I'm not going to have anything, I'm not going to have wine for a year. Right? They make a New Year's resolution, not having wine for a year. Konam yayin she'eni toim l'shana. This abra hashana, and lo and behold, the shana becomes an ibriyar. A few months, you know, at some point, they make it into an ibriyar. Asur ba ubi irbura. The wine is going to be asur for the whole year, and the ibr month, for a 13-month prohibition. So even though you just said, I will not drink wine for a year, you said a year means whatever the year will be. And if this year ends up being a 13-month year, so be it. It's usher for you for all 13 months. Let's say a person says, I'm not going to drink wine until the beginning of Adar, Ad Rosh Adar. So says the Gemara, Ad Rosh Adar HaRishon. That means until the beginning, meaning before the onset of Adar Rishon. If you say Ad Sof Adar, I'm not going to drink until the end of Adar, then for some reason, okay, then I'm sorry, it's Ad Sof Adar Rishon. The Mishnah seems to say very explicitly, when you say the word Adar, what are you referring to? Adar Rishon. If you say Adar, you mean Adar Rishon. Says the Gemara, what I just said, Alma Stamad Adar, Dika Amar Rishon Hu. You see that Adar means Adar Rishon. It's a Mefarsh Mishnah that when you say the word Adar, Adar means Adar Rishon. When a human being, when a Jew says the word Adar, he means Adar Rishon. Frek the Gemara, oh, that presumably, this Mishnah that seems to assume that Stam Adar is Adar Rishon, Lema Mastis Rabbi Yehudahi, which is sort of funny because most Stam Mishnahs are who? Rabbi Meir. Most Stam Mishnahs are Rabbi Meir. And here, I'm going to show you Machlokas, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda about this very point. And it seems that our Mishnah is going, even though it's a Stam Mishnah, not like Rabbi Meir. Because look at this Machlokas, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda we're about to see. Titania, let's learn a Braisa. If you are writing a document and you write the word Adar in the document, which Adar did you mean? Let's say the deal is that you have to deliver 6,000 pounds of African paprika to a client on the 15th day of Adar, and that's the contract. And if you delay, then you have to... what happens if there's a delay? You know, the contract is canceled, there's a fine, there's a clause. You don't delay. Okay, you always get there on time. No such thing as making mistakes in your line of business. Okay, you have a contract out that says you're going to do something by Adar, and you don't do it by Adar. So the 15th of Adar comes, and the guy says, okay, where are my goods? And you said, oh, I meant Adar Beis. I meant Adar Sheni. And the client says, what do you mean? You said you'd have it ready by Adar Rishon. And no, I did. I said Adar. I meant the second Adar. No, you meant the first Adar. Well, what did you mean? What if the document says Adar, which Adar is it? Titania, Adar HaRishon. If you mean Adar Rishon, Kosev Adar HaRishon. Adar Sheni, if you mean Adar Sheni, Kosev Adar Stam, Divrei Rabbi Meir. What does Rabbi Meir hold? That if you mean Adar Sheni, what do you have to write in the document? Just the word Adar. If you mean Adar Rishon, then you have to write the word Adar Rishon. So what does Adar mean Stam? Stam, it means Adar Sheni. It means Adar Sheni. If you want to specify Rishon, you have to specify Rishon. If you don't specify Rishon, what is it going to mean? It's going to mean Adar Sheni. What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said, if you said the word Adar, it means Rishon. That means Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir is against our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says Stam, Adar is Adar Rishon, Adar Rishon. But we just read in the beginning of this price, Rabbi Meir holds that a Stam Adar, if you just write the word Adar, it's referring to Adar Sheni. And let's finish this Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Adar HaRishon. When you mean Adar Rishon, then you could write it Stam, Kosev Stam. Adar Sheni, Kosev Tinyan. If you want to refer to Adar Sheni, you say the second Adar. But if you don't say anything, you just say Adar, you mean the Rishon. That's like our Mishnah. But that's weird. You know why it's weird? Because that's Rabbi Yehuda. And our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. So normally it's a Stam Mishnah should go like Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Meir says the opposite of Stam Mishnah. So our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Meir. It's a Stam Mishnah, but it's going against Rabbi Meir. It's a little weird. That's the Gemara's question. Rabbi says, no, don't worry about it. Our Mishnah that says that Stam Mishnah is Adar Rishon could fit with Rabbi Meir, who says normally Stam Adar is Adar Sheni. Why? Because there's a difference between our Mishnah and this Braisa, this opinion of Rabbi Meir and the Braisa. What's the difference? Hadi Yada de Ma'avra Shasa, Hadi Lo Yada. It depends if you knew. If you knew that there's going to be a second Adar, and you said Adar Stam, then you meant Adar Sheni. Actually, I'm not sure which way. If you knew there's going to be an Ibur Yar, then, and you said Adar, then maybe it's mean Adar Sheni. If you didn't know if there was going to be an Ibur Yar, and you said Adar, then you meant Adar Rishon. Okay? So, that's the Mishnah, Gemara, question, answer. How do we pass it? Do we pass like Rabbi Meir or like Rabbi Yehuda? Which is the real other? What we're really saying, if I tell you what is the Stam other, that's telling you what's the real other. And what's the extra one? The real other is the Stam other is the real other. So if I want to know when you become Bar Mitzvah, you become Bar Mitzvah in the real other. And when I want to know when a Yartzeit is, the Yartzeit is going to be in the real other. Which is the real other? So if you Google, you'll probably find other Shi'urim better titled, will the real other please stand up? That's what I was thinking of calling it. Will the real other please stand up? But people already named their shir, right? It's very other people already use that title, but it's a good title. So how do we paskin? That is correct. And you know who says like you? The next line, Rosh Kivanta. Haran Meseches Nedarim. Now we know if we're learning the Ran, who's the main commentary on the Ran? Who's the main Mefarish on them in on Nedarim? It's the Ran. So this is the Ran. You know the Ran on Nedarim. That's what he says. Whenever we have machlokas, Remei, Rabbi Yehuda, we follow, like Mr. Klinkwood said a minute ago, came with the Kaimelon and Meiravin, Remei, Rabbi Yehuda, halacha kir, Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, Naktinan, we will assume, we will hold, Distama, the other, Rishon Mashma. Let me rephrase that. Distama, the other, when you say other stam, you mean Rishon. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said, as I have over here, highlighted for those on the screen. I'm sorry. For those who are on the screen, you see I'm highlighting these five words of the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, other harishon kosev stam. The other rishon is the main other. And therefore, that's how we paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda. And we paskin, guess what? That's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, like Rabbi Yehuda, that even though it's unusual, because usually Mishnahs go like Rav Meir, but here the Mishnah is going to go like Rabbi Yehuda, and Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, that the main other is other Aleph. If we stop here, according to the Ran, and the Rush also will agree to him, the main other is other Rishon, and if you become a Bar Mitzvah, you should presumably become a Bar Mitzvah, and other Aleph. If you have, if a person has a Yahrzeit, presumably the Yahrzeit should be in other Aleph. That's the real other. And the other month, other Sheni is an extra, you know, is a like a sixth finger. It's something, you know. Yeah. What? Yeah. It's an add-on. That's right. That's the opinion of the Ran. With this, the Ran says something fabulous. Let's say you're writing a document. You're writing an IOU. You lend money 2 weeks from now when it's other Sheni. And you say, today on the seventh day, on the Moshe Rabbeinu's Yahrzeit, the seventh day of Adar, I lent Eli, you know, $10,000. What did we say Stam Adar means?
First.
And I'm writing it when? In the second Adar. What I just did is I wrote a Shtar Mukdam, and the Shtar is Pasul. I'll say that again. Let's look. That's the Ran says in the top page to Hilkach. Misha Omid Ba'adar Sheni. V'kosev Adar Stam. I just told you, the Ran holds, I just told you a minute ago that other Stam means other Rishon. That means you're in the second month and you're writing in the Shtar that the Shtar is from other, which means the first month. Hashtam Muktam Upasal. The Stam Adar, Rishon Mashma. And therefore, in this document that I write in other Sheni, I must write the words in the document that I'm lending you money today on the seventh day of other Hasheni. Hilka Tzar Chushiyata B'chodesh, other Sheni. And what am I going to write in the first Adar? Today, I'm lending you money today on the seventh day of Adar. You don't have to say Rishon. The Stam Adar is Rishon. Where is this even more important than a financial contract? A get. What do you write in a get? Says the Ran, based on what we just said, the halacha is that the first Adar is the main Adar. So if you have a get in other Rishon, you should just write the word Adar. If you write a get in other Sheni and you wrote Adar, that would mean other Rishon when a month before the get was given. And that would be Pasul. And therefore, if you write again another Sheni, you have to write other Hasheni. With other Rishon, because it's some Be'megidim, Be'meshtaros, it's the same halach of Begin and Shtaros. That is the Psak of the Ran. That is the Psak of the Rosh as well. And that is the Psak of the majority of the Rishonim, that the first month is the main other. And presumably, all the Bar Mitzvahs should be this month, other right Rishon. All the Yahrzeit should be this month. All the, anything that has to do with the other should be the first other. The problemo is the Rambam. Shitas HaRambam. Shitas HaRambam. Look at what the Rambam says. The Rambam is talking about a case, interestingly, well, not interestingly, commonly, I mean, most appropriately, he's talking about the case of the Mishnah. That we just learned. What was the case of the Mishnah? A guy makes an ed that I'm not going to drink wine for a year. The question is, when does his year end? Or he says, I'm not going to drink wine till Adar. When does Adar arrive? Well, the Mishnah said, Adar Rishon. Let's see. Shani Shose Yain Ad Rosh Adar. Okay. Let's look at what I underlined. V'im Nadar Ad Sof Adar. If he says, I'm not going to drink wine until the end of Adar, Hareza Asr Ad Sof Adar Sheni. If you say, I'm not going to drink wine until the end of Adar, then you can't drink wine until the end of Adar Sheni. Why? Presumably because Adar ends and Adar Sheni. Presumably, because when you said Adar, you meant Adar Sheni. That's not like what we just said. We just said that Stam Adar is Adar Rishon. If you look at, I don't want to get into the complicated Ravid who has different nuschos, but look what I underlined, the last line of the Ravid. The Ravid says, Hakaimel and Krib Yehuda, Damer Stam Harishon, Stam Harishon Kamar. What do you mean? How could Mr. Rambam be saying that it's Aser till the end of the second Adar? It should be the first Adar. It must be, says the Kesef Mishnah, as you have in the next source. Why does the Rambam say that if you say I'm not going to have anything till the end of Adar, you mean the second Adar? Because he holds that the main Adar is the second Adar. In other words, Mr. Klinkwood said that we follow Rabbi Yehuda all the time, that the main Adar is the first Adar. The Rambam seems to be going like Rabbi Yehuda, that the main Adar, I'm sorry, like Rabbi Meir, that the main Adar is the second Adar. Why in the world would the Rambam paskin that the main Adar is the second Adar, like Rabbi Meir? Don't we always pass like Rabbi Yehuda? That's a question that the Kesef Mishnah asks, which I'm not going to go into.
Fine. You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Let's look at this Ritva in Nedarim. Look at the last. You see the top two sections are the Ritva, the bottom two sections are the notes. Forget the notes, just look at the top section, the bottom left of the top section. The left column, the bottom of the left column of the top section, not the notes, but the Ritva himself. The other is Stam, or the Risha Mashma, Ukvartou Bezerabim Ugdolim. Many people have made a mistake in this issue. Umashika Samru Iker, Vahalacha Lamaisa, that what? That the first other is the one that counts. That's how we paskin. Pas like Rabbi Yehuda, the first one is the one that counts, and therefore everything should be the first other. All the bar mitzvahs should be in the first other. All the yartzeis should be the first other. Everything should be in the first other, and that's how we paskin. That's the conclusion of the Ritva, and not like the Rambam, and that's. So we have the Rush, we have the Ran, we have the Ritva against the Rambam. Okay, so now let's jump fast forward 500 years. Let's see how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Now we're going to go through numerous places in the Shulchan Aruch, and we're going to see how he paskins in each of these places, because it's not always paskin in the same way. Number one, in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, interestingly enough. Here in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, I assume he's talking about Shtaros, writing documents. Says the Rama in Tavchav Zayin Sif Aleph, Kishma Abrin Hashana, Kos, when you Ma'abrin the Shana, what should you write on the first month? But other Rishon, you write, what do you write in the contract? Other Stam. Visheni, other Hasheni. That's what we said, that the contract, that whatever Stam Adar means, Adar Rishon. That's what Rav Rishonim passes. So since the Shulchan Aruch is paskening against the Rambam, like Rav Rishonim, that the main Adar is the first Adar. And it's easy to remember. Rav Rishonim hold like the beginning. Rav Rishonim hold, the first Adar is the winner. Okay? The Rambam is the second opinion, and he holds the second Adar. So if you're writing a document and you write the word other, you mean the first other. If you're writing a document and you mean the second other, you're going to have to write other Sheni. But first other, you don't have to write other Harisha. But you know what? There is an opinion of the Rambam, right? And the Rambam does say the Stam other means other Sheni. So what happens if you want to be clearer and avoid questions? Because there is machlokas about this point. Well, that's the point that the Taz quotes from his father-in-law, the Bach. He says, since there's machlokas on this point, al kain nachal lefarish b'shnehem, in the first month you should say Adar Rishon, in the second month you should say Adar Sheni. Avoid any problems. Avoid any confusion. If you're writing a contract, you know the most important thing about the contract is you should write it clearly so everybody understands what page you're on. Instead of getting yourself into a machlokas and how do you paskin, just if you're a little more clear, you will solve any misunderstanding. If when you mean other Rishon, write the word other Rishon. When you mean other Sheni, write the word other Sheni. Rabosai, I know many of you might be involved with contracts, but you probably don't write other in your contracts, right? Right. You write the English dates. So what I just said is not halacha maisa. But there is a place where it is halacha maisa, what I just said. That even though really one thing is the real adar, but still when you refer to the word adar, you should clarify yourself just to avoid being in subject to machlokas. What? Gittin? Something more common, that you're more common. How many gittin have you seen being written?
Seba?
Ksuva? Yeah, that's true. Rabosai, how many ksuvas have you written, Ramosha?
None.
Okay, so something that everyone here has been involved with. Prozbul is not an other. You're saying that's a document that we use the Hebrew date. That's true. Well said. Every single one of you has been involved with the following halach. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. When you bench Rosh Chodesh, what should the Chazan say? Rosh Chodesh.
Adar.
Adar? No. According to the Bach, don't say Rosh Chodesh Adar, because the machlok is what Adar means. So say Rosh Chodesh Adar Harishon Yehbiyam. When you bench Rosh Chodesh, you say Rosh Chodesh Adar Yehbiyam. Yeah, when you repeat after the Chazan. So the Mishnah Berurah is passing a halacha lemaisa. Everything we learned is now coming halacha lemaisa mamish. To is this week Rosh Chodesh benching or next week?
This week.
Rabosei, everything we learned until now that sounds so highfalutin and, you know, inconsequential halacha lemaisa is now going to be halacha lemaisa for less than 48 hours from now. Shabbos morning, about 36 hours from now. Shabbos morning, it's now 9 o'clock. Okay, whatever. 36 hours or so from now, you're going to be sitting in shul and you're going to say, Rosh Chodesh Adar Hasheni. According to the Rambam, all you'd have to say is Rosh Chodesh Adar. Because Adar is Rosh Chodesh is the second one. According to the other Rishonim, if you just said Rosh Chodesh Adar, that would mean Adar Aleph. So what should we do? Avoid Machlokas, the Mishnah Berurah says, and specify in Adar Rishon, Adar HaRishon. In Adar Hasheni, Adar Hasheni. Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, or Adar Hasheni. Yebiyom, whatever. Habalena Litava, Kli Yisrael Litava. Okay? So that's what the Bach is machmir because of this machlokas we just learned together, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah paskin. So I'm askana sachron and danach on the farish b'shem. Vadarishon yetav adarishon b'sheni adarsheni. Great. Now, let's see how this same shaila reflects itself in Hilchis Gittin. Now you realize if you mess up when you bench Rosh Chodesh, big whoop. You know, nothing. No one died because of it. No one's life is going to be significantly altered. Did I ever tell the story about Rav Moshe Heinemann? I said it somewhere. I said it here. Okay, I'll tell the story again in case somebody didn't hear it, didn't remember it. Rav Moshe Heinemann, you all know him from Baltimore, is an Eli Utzum, and he's knowledgeable not just about Torah, but he's knowledgeable about physics and chemistry. He knows everything in the world, which is why he started this. You know, he's the posek and for the Star K. He just knows. He's one of these incredible masterminds of all of human knowledge. He was in Lakewood, a younger man than he is now. Now he's already older. And he was in Lakewood and learning, I guess, under Rav Aaron. And they get to Rosh Chodesh Bensing, and the Gabbai forgot. They didn't have, you know, this is going back 50 years. The guy, 40 years, they didn't have, you know, Maizmanim. The Gabbai forgot to prepare what time the Molad was. He forgot the Luach. And they're fumbling. All of a sudden, you hear a voice screaming from the back, Rosh Chodesh, whatever, Vetzayin, Freitag, Nachmittag, 29 minutes and 16 Chalakim after 4. And everybody's like, oh my gosh, we knew Moshe Heinemann is an Eloi, but this is like off the charts. This is like way beyond. He's able to do the calculations and figure out when the mold will be, either that or he memorized all the mold. It's like, well, either way, he's a flying genius. I knew he was a bright person, and he is a genius, but this is like just a whole world apart. After they came up, it's like, wow, like, how do you figure it out? He said, well, benching Rosh Chodesh is the minhag. Tichat HaTzibur is a din. So I just made it up so we can move on with davening. So I think it's a true story. I don't remember I heard it, but that's the story that they tell. They don't tell that story about you. Maybe they do about you. They don't tell the story about me. So whether it's true or not, it's a great story. So Rabosai, big deal. If you said other, you bench Rosh Chodesh with the right words, with a little bit not the perfect wording, how do you say that in Moshe? Not so shver. Let's look at what's going to be in Hilchus Gittin. Hilchus Gittin, that's serious stuff. So look at the Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezra, Hilchus Gittin, Simur Kuf Chav Vav. Im Hashanah Me'uberes, Yechtov Ba'adar Rishon, Li Yerach, we don't say Chodesh. In a Get, we say Yerach. In a Ksuva, we say Chodesh. Why? There's Torah about that. But you should just know, a Get says Yerach, Ksuva says Chodesh. Okay. So you say Chodesh Adar in a Ksuva, you say Yerach Adar in a Get. Why? Not going into that now. Im Hashanah Me'uberes, Yechtov Ba'adar Rishon, Li Yerach Adar Rishon, U'Hasheni Yechtov, Li Yerach Adar Hasheni. So what is the Shulchan Aruch doing? He's being machmir. He's being machmir on both sides of the coin. You should always play it safe and specify which month you're in. What happens if you didn't? What's the real halacha? Vim kasav ba'adar rishon adar stam. If you wrote adar rishon as just the word adar, you're yotzei kasher. Avam kasav b'sheni stam. If it's adar sheni and you wrote the word adar, plain adar without sheni. Haget pasul. Who is he quoting? Who is he passing? Bottom line, like the Rush and the Ran, as you see in the small letters, like the Rush and the Ran, because that's the main psak halacha, although we're machmir for the Rambam who says, stam other is other sheni, but the main bottom line psak is like the Rush and the Ran, that other harishon is the main other, and therefore bar mitzvah should be another rishon, therefore yartzeit should be another rishon, everything should be another rishon. Now, don't leave, because what I just said was a big fat lie, as you'll see in a minute, but this is seemingly what should come out. Let's now go to Dine Kaddish. Why do we want to talk about Kaddish? Kaddish, we said, has nothing at all to do with Adar or a year or an every year. Kaddish has to do with 11 months. Just count 11 months. A person, in a worst case scenario, a person who's a chote, he goes to get him for 12 months. We don't want to assume anyone for whom we're saying Kaddish is a real rush is going to get, needs 12 months of kaparim gehenim of cleansing. And therefore, at worst, it's going to be 11 months. So you count 11 months, regardless of others, regardless of ibriyars. So why are we looking at Hilchus Kaddish? Because who could say Kaddish? Or let me rephrase that. What do you need for Kaddish? You need a minion. What's a minion? Bar mitzvah boys. What's a bar mitzvah boy? This is where the Shulchan Aruch talks about who's a bar mitzvah boy. In Hilchus Kaddish. So in Siman Nun Hey, in the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, we are introduced to the beautiful world of a bar mitzvah boy. So that we can know if we have a minion for Kaddish. So, in order to be a bar mitzvah boy, you have to be into your 13th year, a girl into her 12th year, of course. Now, the fun starts. The fun starts as follows. Let's jump to the Rama. The Rama quotes a Mari Mintz. The Maramayan in Hilchis, Kaddish, Siman and Hay, Sif Tes, says the following. If somebody is born in a regular year, and they become a bar mitzvah this year, meaning anybody becoming a bar mitzvah this year who is born in a regular year, which month is his bar mitzvah going to be in? Mishnol ba'adav v'nase bar mitzvah b'shnase ibur eno nase bar mitzvah ad adar hasheni. Wait a second. Didn't I tell you a minute ago that the main psak is adar rishon? And not only that, shouldn't you be like machmir, like make sure the bar mitzvah boy does his mitzvahs and puts on his tefillin and all that? Let's be machmir, because machlokes is to start from other region that he should put on his tefillin. Here, the Rama is saying no. Any of you who are getting, I don't know if you're invited to any bar mitzvahs in the past month or coming month, but I assure you, if we did a statistical analysis of bar mitzvahs, if we like ask caterers, chapanash, misers, like how many bar mitzvahs do you have every month, they should probably say that this year they had like very few bar mitzvahs last month and a lot of bar mitzvahs coming up this coming month. Because all the other bar mitzvahs from 13 years ago, all the boys who were born 13 years ago in Adar, are all going to become bar mitzvah in Adar Sheni. So why do you become bar mitzvah in Adar Sheni if the main Adar is Adar Rishon? That's the question. You hear that? We just finished saying that it's a machlokas, of course. It's a machlokas. And we've got machmir ideally. But bottom line, other rishon is the main other. But yet here in Hilchos Bar Mitzvah, Ma is paskling clearly, based on Rishonim, that if you were born in a regular year and you become Bar Mitzvah this year in another shein, in every year, you are a Bar Mitzvah on the second other. Why? So here we have to understand, I'm going to tell you the Svara outside, but I'm not going to see it inside. The Svara is that you become Bar Mitzvah not based on 12 months after your 12th birthday. You become Bar Mitzvah at the end of your 12th year. When does your 12th year end? Well, it depends what kind of year it is. Some years are longer than others. Right? George Orwell? All years are created equal, except some years are more equal than others, right? So it depends on the year. Some years are 12 months. This year, a year is 13 months. When do you become a Bar Mitzvah? At the end of your 13th year. I don't care what kind of year it is. Whatever year it is. So if your Bar Mitzvah is, let's say, Chaf Adar. You were born Chaf Adar in a regular year. When does your 13th year end? At Chaf Adar? Aleph? No. It's still that's still your year. That's still inside. Yes, it's 12 months after you were born, but it's not the end of your 13th year. And therefore, you have to wait till the end of your 13th year to become a Bar Mitzvah boy, because Bar Mitzvah boy is when you go to the next year. You didn't go. A year is not 12 months. A year is a year. But which year? Tell me. You want to say that if Adar Sheni is really just an appendage, an appendix, an appendum, whatever you want to call it, an appendix something. So therefore, it's not really part of the year. Can I ask you a question? It has to be part of 1 year.
Is it part of
the previous year or the following year?
It's part of the previous year.
So that means the previous year is not finished until it happens. Because it's part of the previous year.
Obviously, if you're born in Al-Shvat, then you only have to go to Al-Shvat. You don't have to go through the Al-Nisan of the next year. So it's the same concept here. If you're born in Al-Adar, the Beit Adar, then year 12 starts Beit Adar, there's only one Adar. Year 13 goes to Beit Adar, whichever one is real Adar.
I hear how you want to say it. I guess the Poskim don't assume like you. Poskim assume that you finish that you become a Bar Mitzvah when you finish the year after you became 12 years old. I know when my son became 12 years old last year. This year is his Bar Mitzvah year. He's going to become 13 years old. When is he going to become 13 years old this year? When is he going to become Bar Mitzvah this year? When he finishes his 13th year of life. His 13th year of life, let's say, is going to be Chaf Adar. But this year there are two Adars. Which Chaf Adar? So when this year of the until the Chaf Adar is concluded, that's when he'll get to his Chaf Adar. So that's how the Rama passes. Okay, now that was the simple case. Now we have the fun case. The fun case is, let's say you have two boys. It's the twinning paradox. You know the twinning paradox in physics? The twin paradox in physics means if you have, we know that time, based on the theory of relativity, Einsteinian physics, we know that time travels relative to space. If you go at a high speed, a very high speed, like close to the speed of light, then
you age slower.
You'll age slower?
Yes.
That travel close speed of light.
Yeah, it's the twilight zone.
Okay. So if you take two twins and put one in a high speed space jet and put the other on Earth and you send them, one of the twins, up in space for traveling at these high speeds, theoretically, when they finish their, theoretically, the one who is at high speed should be younger. Because time slowed down than his twin brother who is here on Earth. That's And it's beyond the, I don't know Einsteinian physics, I just know that that's the famous twin paradox. Okay, that's the twin paradox in physics. Now let's talk about the twin paradox in halacha, except it's not really a twin. What's the case that you could have? The riddle is, and you can ask this at your Shabbos table, it could be a twin case. Let's say you have one boy born at the very last moment of Adar Aleph, and his younger brother is born at the first few moments of Adar Beis, right? You have two twins. One is born at the very end of Adar Aleph, his younger, that's the elder, the Bechor, and his younger brother is born at the very beginning of Adar Beis. And then they have their bar mitzvah on a regular year, a year that's a pshuta, that's not an Ibra year. So whose bar mitzvah is going to be first? There is only one other. Well, the Shulchan Aruch is going to say, one has a birthday of Chavtes Adar, the older one. One has a birthday of Aleph Adar Beis, but there's no other Beis. So Aleph Adar, the younger one. So who is going to be bar mitzvah first? The younger son who is born on Aleph Adar Beis is going to have his bar mitzvah on Aleph Adar in this regular year. And the older one who is born 5 minutes early will have his bar mitzvah 29 days later at Chavtes Adar, which is a twin paradox.
But that's not how it works, because the Aleph always has 30 days.
Okay, so do it 30 and don't do 29 and Aleph, do 30 and Aleph. No problem.
They're going to put it for bonds.
I didn't know that.
They're going to put it like the one-to-one.
Look at what the Shulchan Aruch says. Let's look at this case inside. Imnar Echad, he doesn't talk about twins. I just wanted to make it a little more dramatic. So I spoke about twins, how you could have, the riddle is, the way you're going to say this riddle at your Friday night dining room table is going to be, how could you have twins such that the younger twin will become bar mitzvah before the older twin? The younger brother, or how could you have two brothers and the younger brother becomes bar mitzvah before the older brother? And it's true. It is halachically true, what I just said. Imnar says the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Kaddish, Simenon Hei, Sif Yud. Imnar Echad Nola B'chav Tesla the Rishon. Mishanamu Beres. So it's an Ibriyor, and the end of the first Adar is one boy. We'll call him the older boy. Venar Echad, the younger boy, Nola B'Adar Shein B'Echad Bo, on Aleph Adar of the Shein, the younger boy. And the 13th year, Shnas Yud Gimel Einamu Beres. When are their bar mitzvahs going to be? Also, Shanolad B'Chavtes Adar Rishon, the older son who was born on Chavtes Adar Rishon, Tzarech Lahamtin on Chavtes Adar B'Shnas Yud Gimel Yos Ben Yud Gimel Shan. He has to wait until the end of Adar to become bar mitzvah. V'Oso Shanolad Achra, but the younger kid, Be'achar B'Adar Sheni, Yia Ben Yud Gimel Shana, he's going to become a bar mitzvah, says the Shulchan Aruch, at the beginning of Adar. So he's going to become bar mitzvah 28 days before his older brother, or the older fellow. Two people born, one after the other. The younger one becomes bar mitzvah 28 days earlier. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Now, does that make sense to us? I guess so. But the Magen Avraham asks a very powerful question. Magen Avraham asks a very powerful question. And you know what he bases his question on? He bases his question on the halacha that we mentioned just a minute ago. 3 minutes ago. If you have one child, forget two children, forget twins, you have one kid who's born in a regular year. When is his bar mitzvah going to be? Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? We said that you are going to have your bar mitzvah and Adar Sheni. Why? Because you want to wait till the end of your year. And the end of your year is considered Adar Sheni. It's the end of your year. So asks the Magen Avraham the following question. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch carefully that we just saw, the Shulchan Aruch said, you had two twins that were born in an Ibra year, and their bar mitzvah was in a regular year. Then you could have this switch of the older one, but first, the older one's bar mitzvah is latter, the younger one's bar mitzvah is earlier. Wait a second. But what if they were born in Ibra year and their bar mitzvah is in Ibra year? So you have two brothers. One was born in Chavtes Adar, one is Adar Aleph. The younger one is born Aleph Adar Beis. 13 years later, it's also an Ibriyar. Well, if it's an Ibriyar the second time also, then of course the first boy who was born in Adar, Chavtes Adar Aleph, will have his bar mitzvah in Chavtes Adar Aleph. And the younger son who is born in Aleph Adar Beis will be bar mitzvah in Aleph Adar Beis. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to hold. Says the Magen Avraham, no, I don't understand that. Ask the Magen Avraham the following question. If the year of birth is an Ibriyar and the year of bar mitzvah is an Ibriyar, why are you telling me that the boy who is born, let's say, Chavtes Adar Aleph, in an Ibriyar, and now his bar mitzvah is an Ibriyar, when is his bar mitzvah? Chavtes Adar Aleph. Why? Ask the Magen Avraham. Didn't we say that if you're born in a regular year, you have to wait till the end of Adar Beis, to Adar Beis to get your bar mitzvah, to finish your full year? Why are we allowing you to get bar mitzvahed in the same month that you were born, if it's an Ibriyar? What do you mean? Even if you were born in a Shana Pshuta, in the first Adar, you should not be bar mitzvah till the second month. Just like if you were born in a regular year, you would only be bar mitzvahed in the second Adar because you need the full year. So to ask the Magen Avraham, if you're born in Adar Rishon, you shouldn't be bar mitzvahed until the second year, until the second Adar. That's the question of the Magen Avraham. And therefore, the Magen Avraham Taka Paskins, that if you're born in Adar Aleph, in an Ibriyar, your bar mitzvah is going to be in Adar Beis. Just like if a regular person is born in a regular year, his bar mitzvah will be in Adar Beis, so too if you're born in Adar Aleph, your bar mitzvah will be in Adar Beis. That means according to the Magen Avraham, any person who is bar mitzvah in an Ibriyar will always be bar mitzvah in the second month, even if he was born in an Ibriyar 13 years ago. So according to the Magen Avraham, Chapanash will not have any bar mitzvahs during Adar Aleph. It doesn't exist. Certainly if he was born in a regular year, now we'll wait till the Adar Beis for him to finish his 13th year. But even, says the Magen Avraham, even if he was born in an Ibriyar, now he will also be bar mitzvah in the second Adar. So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, we don't pass like this. It's a very good lamdus of the Magen Avraham. But the Mishnah Berurah in Siman and Hay says that the way we really do paskin is not what I just said. If you're born in Adar Aleph and your bar mitzvah is in an Ibriyar, it'll be in Adar Aleph. If you're born in Adar Beis and your bar mitzvah is in an Ibriyar, your bar mitzvah will be in Adar Beis.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.